10 simple questions are all you need to answer to figure out if you're ready to retire. Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning. She has created a quick and interactive test for you to take to help you figure out if you're ready to retire, if you should stay in office a little bit longer. And I have this pulled up here, Tammy, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And I'm going to take it along with you. I'm going to have you help me through it because I'm not sure I'm bright enough to make it through. But it's a simple test. The questions are really easy. And I just wonder how you came up with this. Is this a result of the stuff that people come up to you at seminars and stuff and ask you about?
Yeah, I tried to think about the things that most commonly would tell me that somebody either is like ready to go or just on the fence or they have to do a lot more work. So it's a compilation of 30 years of observing federal employees as they plan their retirement.
Now, one of the reasons I'm interested in doing this is because at the end, it doesn't just end. It tells you kind of where you fall in rankings based on the answers that you give to these 10 questions. So,
and it provides some resources too. So there's the GovExec took it a step further and really went in depth with it, just like you do every day.
I do it every day. It's right in the name. Okay, so I've got this pulled up on the GovExec website, and we're going to link to it, as I said, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. The first question is, which of the following best characterizes your view of retirement? And there are five choices, and I'm not going to go through every one. Folks can go and look at it, but I'm going to choose I'll retire when I'm both financially prepared and mentally ready for this transition and have retirement goals in place.
Very good.
That's the one I'm going to choose.
That's the A-plus answer.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there were right and wrong answers.
I know the key.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true.
You'll find out at the end.
You've the answers to the test.
Okay. Better than saying I'll leave when I'm fed up with my job.
Well, that's right. Well, yeah, I'll retire when I've met the age and service requirements. That's pretty amazing. All right, here's the second one. When you retire, you have the option of choosing what type of benefit you wish to receive, such as an annuity payable only during your lifetime or a reduced annuity with a survivor annuity for a spouse. Which of the following best describes your understanding of the situation? Well, I can eliminate the first one, which is probably good, which is I didn't know I needed to make this choice when I retire, because I did know that federal employees get to do that.
Right.
I'm going to pick, because I'm a nerd for this stuff, I understand the full cost and value. If I'm married, I've discussed with my spouse. If I'm single, I'll consider whether anybody else depends on me financially, and hopefully I won't be divorced, so I don't have to worry about that one. So that's my choice for that one, for number two.
All right. I'll go with you on that one.
Okay.
I'll bet you any money you haven't really studied it yet, have you? You're not planning to retire anytime soon?
No, I'm not, but I do understand the difference in the value between the full annuity for federal employees that they only get as long as they're alive and the reduced annuity that a beneficiary might get after they're gone.
Yep.
So that part I do know. As I said, I'm a nerd for this stuff, Tammy.
That's right, you are.
I wear it proudly. All right, question three. Once you leave federal service, you'll have access to the funds in your thrift savings plan account. Which of the following best describes your situation? All right, here's another one I can check off right away. Mm-hmm. The first one is, this is something I don't really understand. That's not true, because I get to talk to you, and I talk to Mike, and I get to talk to Kim Weaver from the TSP. So I'm going to have to take the third one, which is, I have an idea of the withdrawal options available from the TSP, and I've begun to explore them. And I'll just compare this personally to my own 401k account, but also to what I know about the TSP, because the more advanced one is, I've evaluated the tax estate planning and financial planning issues, but I haven't
done
that.
That's right. Yeah, until you really start setting the date, I think that's a fair response. Okay.
Okay, fourth one. When it comes to records of your full federal employment, which of the following applies to you? Okay, I'm going to answer this one just
as if
I'm a federal employee.
Right.
And I'm going to say, I'm going to take the last one. No, I can't. That's not honest.
I know.
I'm going to take, I know how to access my personnel records, and I understand I can maintain copies of these records, but I'm not really sure what I should keep and for how long. That's the most honest one, I guess.
That would be an honest answer for probably 85% of federal employees. I really think it is.
And the fourth answer here, and I'm detecting this pattern, which we'll talk about in a second. The fourth answer is, I've maintained all of the employee copies of the records in my official personnel folder. I understand if my federal service isn't properly documented, I may not receive the full retirement benefit I've earned. And that's something you and I have talked about before, about how OPM is behind on processing these cases many times because they're the ones that have to go back when the employee doesn't have all these records. But they say, well, I worked at the Transportation Department from 1986 to 1988, and I don't see that here at all. Somebody has to go back and verify that.
That's right. That's right. So my hope is at the end of this test that employees will come away with a better feel for what they should be doing, you know, even if they're not doing it just yet.
Okay. The fifth question is, with regard to the potential need for long-term care and retirement, which of the following best describes your situation? Here, what I'm going to do here is well, none of these really apply to me because I understand long-term care insurance and I will buy it when I need to buy it, but I'm 40, I'm going to be 49 soon. So Mike always says that this is something for folks in their 50s or maybe around 60 to consider for long-term care insurance.
I would say you could pick the last one because the last one says I have sufficient assets and or long-term care insurance. And even though you don't, you do understand that you need to prepare for your future.
So all right, cool.
I'll let you have the last one.
Okay, so I'll take that one on your advice. And the pattern that I'm detecting here is that as you're going through this, the first, second, third questions or answers seem to be more geared toward people who maybe haven't done as much. And the fourth and, if applicable, fifth are geared toward folks who are more advanced, who have gone farther along.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. I didn't want to make it too complicated from that standpoint because some of the answers you have to think about. So I think the people who have really studied this for themselves and are getting ready to retire, they can relate to those final answers. But the first ones you notice are less wordy, too, because they're much more basic.
Okay. Yes, I did notice that, too. All right. Here's number six. Social Security retirement benefits are payable as young as 62 or as late as 70. Delaying your application increases the benefit amount. Which of the following statements best describes your plans for Social Security? Now, the first one made me laugh because the answer is, what Social Security? It's already broke, I guess. No, I guess broke is right. I was going to say it should be broken, but it could be broke, too. It's already broken. There won't be any for me to claim. I'm going to go with, I'm in good health and I have enough income that I don't need it, so I'm going to delay it till 70.
Perfect.
I'm going to.
I like that response. That's a brave response. A lot of people wouldn't say that because they feel like they got to get it while the getting's good.
Yeah,
it's worth thinking about.
That's one of the answers, and I know some folks who have had to do that, unfortunately. But I'm going to try to hold off as long as I can, hoping that I've got planning that I'll have savings and other things that I can use in the interim. Till I get to age 70. Okay. So I'm not doing too bad so far on this, I guess.
I think you're coming along.
I'm doing a lot better than the last time you gave me a test.
Interviewing federal benefits people has really come in handy for you.
Good. It's terrific. Here's number seven. Which of the following best describes your understanding of Medicare's role in your future? I am going to say, I'm going to cheat on this one. I'm going to use what I've gained with the patterns here, and I'm just going to take the last one. Because
I think that would be accurate.
It's kind of true. At age 65, I'll evaluate all my insurance options, both financially and medically, in order to make a decision that will provide me with the most comprehensive insurance I can afford. Because what some of the other questions here get at, Tammy, is some people assume, well, I've got FEHBP or TRICARE, so I don't care about Medicare. That doesn't mean anything.
Right.
And that's not probably the best plan to move forward on.
That's true, and a lot of people do feel that they don't need Medicare because they do have this wonderful health insurance, but there is something there to think about. It should be evaluated when the time comes, so that's a good answer.
Question eight. Thank you for that. Question eight, which of the following best describes your understanding of taxes and retirement? The first one's a question. Do you have to pay taxes on retirement income? Okay, I'm beyond that one. Some of my retirement income will be taxable, but I have no idea how to compute. No, I'm good on that one. I'm going to go with the third one here. I know that when I'm no longer working, I don't have to pay Medicare or Social Security tax anymore. I'm aware each state has different tax rules, and I know a portion of my retirement benefits will be tax-free because I've paid into these during my career. The fourth one is for somebody who's a turbo nerd on this stuff about knowing all about all the information and already, you know.
Or is already doing it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So number nine, your view of potential future changes to your retirement is closest to which of the following statements? I know Congress can make changes to my retirement as a federal employee, but I'm not sure if those changes will have any effect on my benefits until after I've retired. I'm going to take that one because Congress may be able to do some funky things between now and when some 49-year-old federal employee might have an opportunity to retire.
That's true, but if you when you retire, the law that was in effect on the day you retire will govern your retirement, with the exception just a few things like your health insurance and cost of living adjustments, which are major things, but at least the calculation can't change.
Okay, last question. With respect to specific thrift savings plan withdrawal options, which are the best? Which of the following best describes your knowledge? And I'm going to take the last one, which details the first three, and you can read those through mm-hmm. the link at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth when you take this. And that is that I know the disadvantages and advantages of each of the withdrawal options, and that includes understanding the TSP has low expenses, and so that's a good place to keep my money parked and save myself money and fees that I might incur if I moved it to another financial vehicle after I'm separated from federal service.
Right. And that one and the one before that, either one I think would be okay as long as you understood it. So I think you're on a good track for your retirement in the next, 30 years, Francis?
I hope it's longer than that.
Well, what does it tell you when you get the results?
Well, you know what? I fat-fingered it, so I blew it, so I'm going to have to go back and do it again. But you know what? Nobody cares what I got except you because you like me. But
that's right.
What really matters is that folks that hear this go and check it out so that they can see where they rank on this scale themselves and have a sense of, if not things that they're doing now, what they should be doing in order to get themselves ready for retirement. Tammy, this is terrific stuff as always, and I thank you for putting it together and coming on talking about it with me.
Thank you, Francis. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Same to you. Tammy Flanagan, Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning. You can find this quiz at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. My conversation with Tammy is posted there, too. And Tammy, of course, is one of the regulars on For Your Benefit. It's back on Monday starting at 10 on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.